there was an immeasurable power and grace that came upon his life. And in life, each time we talk about breakthrough, some things will definitely crop up in our thinking. And I'd like us to see those three things. There are more, but I want us to single out those three things from 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse number 25. David, if they say a man is breaking through or God has helped a man to break through in life, you are going to tailor it to maybe these three or some of it. They said, I underline, they said, what will the king do for a man that wins and conquers this Goliath? And they said the first thing the person was going to have access to was that the king will enrich him with great riches. Somebody say great riches. Oh no. Somebody say great riches. Some of you are too spiritual. You don't like money. If you like to be rich, wave your hands, let me see. All right? Amen. There is no pretense about it. The first time the word money will appear in the scripture, it was God who mentioned it. So money is not a sin. It is the love of money that is sinful. If you check Genesis 17 verses 12 and 13, you discover that the word money appeared in the scripture because God spoke it. And money is important. One of the ways by which we measure a man that is breaking through, a man that is significant and breaking forth into prominence, one of it is riches. Let's not pretend about it. You want to be rich. You want to be prosperous. That is why you wake up very early in the morning to attend lectures, to do this and to do that, and to come at times very late in the night. But that is, it's a privilege of grace that God grants unto people. Money is cool. Everybody say money is cool. You don't like it. Everybody say money is cool. Or how many of you want great riches? With those hands, let me say, by the mercy of the Lord will place it in your head. Now, if anybody needs money, it's someone like me. Because I have a lot of dream. When you see at times when I'm walking, I walk like a pregnant woman. Because I have a lot of visions and missions in my heart that require money to birth. So they told David, look, if you want to have access to great riches, not just common riches, all you need to do is to tame this Goliath. And I want to pray for someone here. If there is a Goliath, a giant in your family that deprives people access to riches, as you receive the anointing of God this evening, the Lord will use you to tame those Goliaths. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, wealth is good. We need it for kingdom expansion. That's the truth. We need it for kingdom expansion. There's nothing we can do about that. And the Bible says here, David, you want to have access to great riches? Kill this Goliath. So the king will offer to the person who slays this Goliath, who silences and tames this Goliath, great riches. Now, there are about three ways through which God makes a man prosperous that I've come to discover in the Bible. Number one, some people in the scripture became rich by inheritance. Not very many of them, but some people. Yes, Isaac also labored. But don't forget that Isaac inherited some of the wealth dug by his father. So by inheritance, he became a rich man. He also labored. Naboth in the scripture, First Kings chapter 21 or something? Naboth became rich by inheritance. He became so rich that a sitting king became envious of him. And it took over, his inheritance by killing that man. That's one way. If you look around in Nigeria, not many of the rich people we have in the country became rich by inheritance, but we have a handful of them. That is one way. Now, let's see two other ways. In Isaiah 37, please, I want you to follow me as I explain this so you'll be able to have enough prayer points for yourself here and out of here. Isaiah chapter 37. Isaiah 37. I like this prayer point, verse number 30. And this shall be a sign unto thee. Ye shall eat this year such as groweth of itself. And second year, that which springeth of the same. And in the third year, sow ye and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. The second way by which God blesses a man is to bless the work of his hand. To prosper the work of his hand as a farmer, as a teacher, as an artisan, as whatever. When God blesses the works of a man, now that's another way by which we get true riches. The third is in that same verse. And I want you to look at it so very closely. Before, the Bible talked about that you shall plant and you shall reap. It talks about, it says, such as groweth of itself. I like to take this prayer seriously each time I'm praying. And I want to pray for someone here. There is a wealth you don't labor for. That it comes by miracle. How many of you agree? That it comes by what? By miracle. There is a position you don't labor for. There is a job you don't pursue. That it comes by different arrangements. You might be sleeping in your house and your phone rings and they ask you to come and pick it. If it has not been happening to you, it's because you're not operating in that, under that anointing. Some people are receiving it. Now, there are some miracles that look so big. A couple of weeks ago, we were praying in the church. And we said, Lord, this building, we pay so much on this building, 1.1 million in a year. And the building is not more beautiful than this. Give us our own land. We won't pay any dime next year anymore. We are going to our homeland. And preparations began in our hearts. And we began to talk to people that from so time, we're going to our land. Each time they asked us, where is the land? Well, we didn't have any land. But we're just speaking by faith. One day, I was sitting down. I was in the program in the morning. I got a phone call. Initially, he just called. And he kept on calling. I said, Baba, I'm not at Ogbomoshe. I'd like to see you. Immediately you come. And when I got home, I went to see him. He said, please, how does the Holy Spirit speak to people? He said, I'm a typical Baptist. But I always hear people say, the Holy Spirit speaks to me. The Holy Spirit speaks to me. I thank God I asked Baba why he asked that question. I said, Baba, why did you ask that question? He said, hey, because you know what? I don't know. I've never been a member of your church. I've never even stepped in your church. But something began to send to my spirit that I should give you 2 plots of land that I have within the city. It's already fenced. I bought it in 1979. 19 what? 1979. He said, I just fenced it. I have not used it for anything. He said, I now said that you find out from you. Is that how the Holy Spirit speaks to me? If you were me, what would you say? You will say it's not the Holy Spirit. I said, Baba, what more evidence do you have? That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. That's how he speaks. Oh, baby, did he not say you should build it? He said, no, he didn't say. Ah. I said, he has not finished speaking. Go back and sleep. He will speak again. I know him. And jokingly, we just discussed like that. And Baba said, well, it just impressed on my heart. You didn't tell me you needed land. Ladies and gentlemen, we had never told anybody we needed land. We just prayed. We were praying in the church. God was speaking to someone we didn't know. Now, someone is receiving that kind of anointing here in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. The miracles you never worked for, you never toiled for, shall be placed at your disposal in the mighty name of Jesus. Who is receiving that? Who is connecting that anointing? Now, amen. That is a kind of blessing that groweth out of itself. Bibeli Yoruba pe ni ire to la lewu. Nobody planted it. You didn't labor for it. At another time, after about 2 weeks, the man said he was looking for the papers and the CFO. He said he had not seen it. After about 2 weeks, he called me. He said, Pastor, can I see you again? I said, of course you can see me. I said, I'm just driving as I'm going to Badana. I'll stop over in your house. This is a 70-year-old man. I met him. He sat down. He put a scripture, a Bible on his table. I said, Baba, what is it this time? He said, it is that voice again. I said, he said another thing. He said, that time I had mixed feelings. I hope the spirit is not saying, take the land back. So before I said it must be the Holy Spirit, I said, Baba, what did he say again? Oni osoni, but that man said in Yoruba, oni ishara minimo jeo. I didn't ask you to give you 2 plots of land. I asked you to give them your best, choicest plot of land. That man had 6 plots of land in the heart of our town. That my friend, some other people are struggled to buy for several millions. He said he was not selling. He said that spirit came again and said, it is not 2 plots. It is that 6 plots of land that I should give them. If you're excited about that, put hands together and celebrate Jesus. Amen. How could I have pulled money together to buy a 25 million worth of land? The land was sold to him in 2012. June 2012 for 25 million. I don't know how much it's going to look like now in the heart of the town. Now, what kind of miracle? That's a kind of blessing that groweth out of itself. And I want to pray for someone today. By the mercy of the Lord, you will contact that anointing. You will receive that anointing in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. If we must fight for everything we will possess, we will fight from the womb to the tomb. We'll fight forever. Not everything will come by sword. Not everything will come by fighting. Not everything will come by fasting. Not everything will come by series of vigil. Some things will come effortlessly. There is a correlation between the oil in your head and the cups in your hand. That's Psalm 23, verse number 5. He anointed my head with what? With what? What happens to the cup in my hand? You are not talking to me. What happens to the cup? It runs over. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a direct link between the oil on your head and the cups in your hand, the work in your hand, the business in your hand, the money in your hand. From today, you receive a runover anointing in the name of Jesus. You receive that overflow in the name of Jesus. If you receive it, say, I receive it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. That is God. So Toto David said, if what you want, if you desire wealth, great riches, tame this Goliath. In every environment, there is a Goliath. In every family, there is a Goliath. There are forces that will say, no way, we won't let you go. There is no anointing that can say that it moves a man against many targets. Yes, they will target you. But there is a power, an anointing that makes you a victor and make your enemies a perpetual victim. There is no one who wants to rise in life, do great in life, that will not be targeted by the arrows of the enemy. But once you have the anointing to tame them and to silence the Goliath, mere mentioning your name is a threat to them. That anointing that makes a man tread to the kingdom of darkness and a blessing in the household of God shall come freely upon your head today in the wonderful name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Say loud and clear, amen. If you do not tame the Goliath, you won't have access to it. You won't. You won't have access to it. I thank God my brother is here, Brother Kule Lagbe. We were together when we wanted to start our school. Myself, himself, and one brother Victor. We went to pray together on a mountain. And the Lord spoke to me. What if you must break through in this land? You have to contend with some forces. And of course, we have peculiarities of men trying to rise in our town. And suddenly they drop dead. Or you see the fourth victim of a particular misfortune. And you hear nothing more about them. By reason of the anointing that is coming upon your head today, you become unstoppable. Let somebody say, I am unstoppable. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is what God makes out of you. Now, let's see the next one. In 1 Samuel 17, we're still considering verse 25. The king will enrich him with great riches. So as we anoint you today under God. Riches of nations will come to you. Riches of nations will come to you. Yesterday they were announcing to us in church that for the works that will be done here, if you have 5,000, if you have 10,000, if you have 50,000, you could drop it. And in my spirit, I said, after this prayer, the miracles of financial breakthrough you never expected will drop on your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. In one of our churches in Lagos, one of our Anglican churches in Lagos, about 2 years ago, I was with the bishop. And they had a land very close to Hepot. They were almost losing the land, so they needed to develop the land. And they needed money. So the Lord Bishop just spoke to one woman in the church and said, "Madam, we are setting up a committee to raise funds, a fundraising committee. To raise funds, we want to develop that place so that we won't lose the land. And so, madam, you please help us to reach out to your friends and some other church members want to do a miniature fundraising." And the woman said, "Daddy, how much are we talking about?" Daddy said, "Well, it's going to be between 250 to 300 million. Do you know what the woman said? The woman said, "Bishop, I hope you are not cursing me." Bishop said, "Curse? I'm not cursing you." Say, "How dear will I gather my friends to raise 300 million when I'm not broke?" This is not Africa magic or super story. The woman just angrily pulled out a check, 300 million, and said, "If you need more than that, let me know. How dear will I?" He said, "I will be insulting them to come to my church and raise for me 300 million. He said, "They will abuse me to the high heavens. Pastor, please, Bishop, please don't curse me." Baba took the check. He didn't know whether to curse or to pray. I tell you the truth, he was just looking at the money until the woman zoomed off. A time is coming in this church. After this impartation, 300 million will be a chicken change for you. Because you begin to pay tithe in millions in the wonderful name of Jesus. Somebody say, "I receive it." In the name of Jesus. We will not go to Elijah and Elijah's to collect money to do crusades. No, they need salvation. We don't need their money. Jesus needs their souls first. The resources the church we need will come from within the church. And this is the rainy age of the church. All right? The church is supposed to give birth to new generation industrialists, captains of industries, big business moguls, fantastic politicians who won't steal money. All right? The church is supposed to give birth to them. And by reason of the oil that will drop upon your head today, the Lord and the grace that is working on the life of our Father and the Lord in this church, the grace, oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, you will connect that anointing today in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you a little story you have known. I know you knew the story. You have first hand information. Me, I was reading it in the news. One day I sent a message to Daddy, Professor Salami. I said, "Daddy, all these manipulations about your appointment, what is going on? We are praying for you. We're worried." Some people say, "Oh, now he's supposed to be the VC." Let me say, "Won't allow him to be the VC," not knowing that God was doing something without taking permission from him. When his name was announced, I asked Brackley, "How did it come?" He said that he didn't lobby. "I want miracle thing you lobby thing you lokoko that will just come effortlessly." That is the grace that is at work on this altar. And by the mercy of the Lord, you will be the next person. Somebody say loud and clear, "Amen." Yes, that is good and fantastic. And the king will give him his daughter. That was the second thing David could only assess after his victory over Goliath. That looks to me as a marital settlement. If you have not conquered your Goliath, good home, you can only have it in the dream. In your dream. Goliath of delay, of disappointment, of frustration, of manipulations. Of manipulations. But I want to pray for all sisters and brothers here. You will not say yes to the wrong man. I say you won't say yes to the wrong man. You won't say no to the right man. You will not be manipulated in the name of Jesus. Living in the same room with a wrong spouse is other than living inside a bread oven. When you're living in the house with a wrong spouse, my friend, is utter than living inside a bread oven. It's a terrible thing. As I was praying this very early this morning, I had two revelations for some of us here. We're going to pray about that before we close. But maritally, God wants you to be settled. But not after you have, not until you have been able to tame the Goliath. I shared a revelation. I can't remember if I shared a revelation here the last time I came. But let me share it again in brief. I said that day I had a vision, I had a dream. I saw that we were in a particular party, either wedding or funeral, I couldn't capture. But we're there together. Too many people. And we had to queue to be served. And there came the turn of a young lady, beautiful. They didn't serve her from the same stock pot. They served her from a different stock pot with different dishes. And she was honorably singled out from among all of us. And everybody began to look at her. You say, daughter of a senator or a governor, why this much honor? And the lady was so happy, and she took the food in her hand. She was going. Everybody kept on looking at her. But one thing I discovered about her that was very funny was that each time with the food in her hand, each time she wanted to sit on a particular chair, they would say, no, 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 there is someone there. She would attempt to sit there. They would say, no, no, you can't sit there. There's another person there. She was moving around like that with that delicious and beautiful food in her hand, almost till the party was over. And at a point in time, she lost interest in the meal. While she was doing that, two ladies came up, strapped on aprons, and they were admiring her hairdo. I said, sister, you're beautiful. Look at your hair, this and that. And she said, please, could you offer me a seat? They said, oh, no, no, we're just servers. We're not in charge of all this seating arrangement. We're sorry. And they left her. Beautiful, yes. Honorable, yes. Brilliant, yes. But you see, what does that amount to if you do not have a home? Monikini tumarai, uluwani, shuripongbogoloni, ibujoko ni kanioni. And there are ladies out there. There are guys out there. They have the certificates they have, degrees they have, connections they have, beauty they have, everything they have. But when it comes to home, they miss it. If the devil has programmed you for that kind of frustration under this meeting, that siege is turned away. That siege is over in the mighty name of Jesus. Maritally, you will be established in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say loud and clear, amen. And finally, he said, and make his father's house free in Israel. That was the third benefit. Make his father's house free in Israel. God is so merciful and kind. In every clan, in every family, in every generation, he will look around and will lift someone who in turn will start lifting some other people. He lifted David. He raised Joseph. He raised Daniel. He raised Mary Magdalene. There was no mention of that city, Magdala, in the scripture until Mary showed up. It was Mary's breakthrough that put that city or that village on the global map because she broke through. That is a way God does it, that he will just raise one person and that person becomes agent of transformation to the family, to the state, to the town, to the city, to wherever. And that is one of the things, that was one of the things David will have access to after killing his Goliath. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me today. If there is any Goliath that is standing on your way that says you will not break forth into prominence, by reason of God's anointing, you will tread over them. Stand to your feet. I say you will tread over them in the mighty name of Jesus. Not only, look at the benefit. On Sunday, I told you about how the anointing, that is healing in the anointing, that is this, that is sweetness in the anointing, that is impact, that if you are genuinely anointed, everywhere you go to, you're going to make definite impact, including your church. But today, what we are seeing is this. Immediately after the oil of grace came upon David, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, his first major task was to tame Goliath. And he did that. And that gave him access to three fantastic things among others. Great riches, good home, and it became a rallying point, agent of transformation in his family. How many of you desire these three? With those hands to the Lord. If there is any Goliath that will make it impossible, as the oil of grace comes upon your head, you will see them no more. That amen is too shallow. You will see them no more in the name of Jesus. Amen. Put out your hands. Yesterday, when Daddy was praying, he quoted a verse of the scripture from Job. It's one of my favorites. Job chapter 11, verses 16 and 17. But I always read it in Yoruba. Nitori pe emi o gbagbe ose mi. Emi o si ranti re bi omi ti o ti san koja lo. Ojo aye emi o si mole ju osan gangan lo. Bi okunkun ti le bo mi mole nisinsiyi, emi yo dabi owuro. Emi o gbagbe ose mi ni iwe mimo wi. Being poor and being broke are two different things. Being broke is temporal. Being poor is a condition. I can be temporarily broke, but I can't be poor because I know Jesus Christ has a plan. But before a man will break through and break loose from poverty, he has to deal with his own giants. Even when God gave the Israelites the promised land, they didn't meet empty promised land. Am I right? They didn't meet empty promised land. They were to drive out the giants on the land so they could possess it. Nothing good comes easy. God is not happy when we behave as chickens before the enemies. We are eagles. We are eagles. We are not chickens. Eagle is not strong because of its weight. No. I think an average eagle weighs about 5 kg. But when an eagle is in flight, it will carry an object of close to 20 kg. There are many reasons God compared us to eagles. You don't fidget. Eagles, like the storm, does not complain about the storm. Children of God, this end time, this is the era of power. God does not like it. A lady used to give testimony in our fellowship. At a point in time, I said, lady, don't come here. Share any more testimony, okay? Except you have a new testimony. Each time she comes, and he said, hallelujah, and he said, hallelujah, atimo. To ba timbo ba wani, hallelujah, meje. Awon yemo ke legan fun. And hallelujah, and yemo ti ba mi ke. You know that kind of a thing. And what is the testimony, sir? And he said, thank God. Today, they came again. As I was sleeping, masquerade. At times, it would be some things like Lilliputians, like dwarf like this. So they came. They were pursuing me. When they were about to catch me like this, I just woke up. Excuse me. Orire Olorun ninu wipe awon emi to ye ko le won le o, and you mounted the altar to give testimony that masquerades are chasing you. I say, young lady, the next time you share this testimony, you ridicule the anointing, I will flush you down from this pulpit. Hallelujah meje nitori pe won le. Excuse me. To ba le won hallelujah mele la ba ke. I'm going to shout 700. Ordinary bird before your window, you are fidgeting. You pack out of the room because of aye. Wa so fun ni pe to ba je pe eyan lo de yen. To pa iseda Olorun da nitori ti e bo se ma de ye ku niyan. E wo. Ti ku ba nsoro arun mo gbin ni. When a child of God is in a particular place, you must register your dominion. Everybody say dominion. Say it loud and clear. Say dominion. You receive anointing to dominate. In the mighty name of Jesus. Nobody will use juju to send you out of that office. In the mighty name of Jesus. Nobody will use charm to drive you out of that business. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why will you go and tell God, it was one woman that put Tira in front of my shop and drove away all my customers. Tira. What are you talking about? Somebody said, this man does not know. I know. Many times they have brought some terrible sacrifices to our places that the neighbors will call us. What it don't bebo kan wa o mani eyin ma sunrun yin nte ba nilo nbe mu. That's it. Ask my brother. When they brought two agutan, my brother, you were there. Real me mo man fi agutan se ebo buburu. The little knowledge I have about Africa traditional religion in the seminary. Won ki except it had come to the peak of wickedness.
Many, many terrible things.
And I told the children of God, I said, look, you don't curse a child of God. Curse on the head. Cursing a child of God is a mere opinion. We are not curseable because of the anointing we carry. People in Oba and Oba, we need to worry. He rebuked the kings for their sake. He said, touch not my words. The anointing upon your head makes you a threat. It's not a matter of age. A day-old lion is a threat in the bush. A day-old lion. Wherever you go, from today, if there are forces and giants tormenting you in that place where you live, in your office, around your house, today, you will take dominion over them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout, hey, amen! You will take dominion over them. You take authority over them. You will take dominion over them. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, hey, amen! Hallelujah. One of our sisters, she works in a place in Warri. I had to travel. Sit down first because we want to pray now. I don't want to delay you. I had to travel down when she kept on calling. My wife said, please encourage her and go. When I got there, I said, what is it? There was a woman in that organization who was supposed to be a next in command. But this woman was parading herself. She kept on telling people that anytime I'm about to Kuma Kuni. But the first director, we finish him. So director, we finish him. This and that. So not even the owner of the business wanted to touch that lady. Have you ever seen a situation like that? When an employee becomes an employer. When a servant becomes a boss. Because she boasts around that she has some demonic powers and evil powers. And nobody could speak when she was speaking. I said, what is her name? They said, her name is Julie. All right. I said, tell Julie Jesus will soon visit her. And when I got there, I saw the palpable fear. I saw that she had almost bewitched everybody. Look, the greatest weapon in the hand of a witch is intimidation. If they can't intimidate you, they can't dominate you. Goliath didn't fire any arrow to the camp of the enemy. He was only shouting. It's intimidation. And I said, daughter, where is your office? I said, this is my office. I said, fine. Where's our own office? I said, this is our office. I said, you're the boss here? He said, yes. I said, okay, declare there's going to be a special prayer. Tell all your members of staff. Those who are money shift, non-shift, all of us. And she called all of them. Yeah, my pastor came around, wants to pray with us. And all of them gathered. And that lady, when she discovered we were praying, just went out. As we were praying, I just told, that's my sister. I said, here, God plants you here. Whosoever, everybody say whosoever. Whatsoever, say whatsoever. We not want you to rise. We not want me to rise, say that. Let them go down for me. Otter, that was the only single prayer point I led. And I repeated that prayer point for 5 times. And I left. And I told that lady, I said, in 7 days, power will change an air. And the Lord God of heaven and earth carries out the words of his messengers and fulfills the predictions of his servants. That's what the Bible says. 4 days later, our corruptions became exposed. The younger brother of the owner of the business just came in and discovered a lot of terrible things in her accounts. She was working with the accountants. And that one didn't know any witch anywhere. This is a guy that's just coming from abroad. He didn't send. Any witch come, you can say, who did this? And they said, okay, go home. If we need you, we'll call you. But prepare to face the panel. Go home immediately. That was only the 4th day after the prayer. She never appeared in that company until she died. She died mysteriously from her sleep. We don't pray to kill. We ask God to fight. He chooses to fight whichever way. Say after me, say whatsoever. Whosoever will not want me to rise or break through. Father, let them come down for me. Somebody say amen to that prayer. This
is the reigning edge of the church. And by reason of the anointing of God upon your life today, no force of darkness will be able to subdue you. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will come against you in one way, they will flee. In how many ways? How many ways? How many ways?
They will flee in seven ways. Thus saith the word of the Lord. As I was praying this morning, I slept off in the course of praying. And I had two revelations. Number one, I saw someone trying to run inside a thick mud. Very, very thick mud. The mud was so thick that it was only one leg of hers that she could pull out. And she was attempting to run. How can a man run inside a mud? I didn't know the fellow. I just began to intercede for that person. That Lord, who is this person that has been mysteriously slowed down? And the Lord gave me a passage in Psalm 69 where the psalmist prayed, oh God, deliver me from this miry clay of life. And Psalm 40 said, deliver me from the miry clay of life and plant my feet on the solid rock. If there is someone here, you discover that things about your life are unusually slow. Unusually slow. At times you take one step forward and two steps backward. You discover things about you are unusually slow. In the course of the anointing service this evening, the Lord is breaking that yoke from you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The second revelation, I caught that one. The Lord just said, I should go read Ezekiel 28, verse number 14. I've read that passage over and over. But I didn't see that. He said, thou art an anointed cherub that is covered. Say, God, what are you trying to say? Some people here today, they are anointed. There are potentials, gifts, ideas, and abilities in them, but they are covered. So by reason of God's anointing, after this, the ideas, the potentials, the anointing, the power in you will blow forth. Whatever force is covering it, the hand of the Lord shall remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that is covering your glory, covering your beauty, covering your skill, covering your talent, covering your anointing, covering your fire. Today, the anointing of the Lord will blow them off in the name of Jesus. Let somebody stand to your feet as we go to the Lord in prayer. Somebody say, amen. Say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit to break through in life in the name of Jesus. Come and lift your voice and pray like that. I receive fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost. Fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit to break through in life. In the name of Jesus. Someone pray. Someone pray. It's a time for fresh oil. Oh my God. Some of us are gifted, but the gifts are covered. The anointing, the ability, the strength. But the Lord is blowing open. He's blowing open every lid, covering it. Father, I receive fresh anointing, fresh oil tonight in the name of Jesus. Fresh anointing, fresh oil tonight in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I don't know if you have a brother in the media, if you can give me 1 Samuel 26, 25 in NIV. NIV, 1 Samuel 26, 25. Before that, we're going to lift our right hand and say after me, say, Father, please make sure you speak. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit to subdue every giant on my way to the top in the name of Jesus. One more time, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit to subdue every giant on my way to the top. For the last time, shout, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost to subdue every giant on my way to the top. Lift your voice and pray like that in the name of Jesus. Please give me 1 Samuel 26, verse 25. Lingre ketebesutaya. Anointing of the Holy Spirit to subdue every giant on my way to breakthrough, on my way to the top in the name of Jesus. I receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I receive the oil of grace in the name of Jesus.
I receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody pray, somebody pray. I receive that anointing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Three more. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit for marital breakthrough, business breakthrough, ministerial breakthrough, breakthrough in my career, and in all my undertakings. Shall we pray like that in the name of Jesus? Pray, pray, pray. Lord God of heaven and earth, I receive that anointing and grace to break through maritally, professionally, academically, in every sphere of life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I receive it. Lord, I receive it. Lord, I receive it. Lord, I receive it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I receive it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Two more. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the oil of grace over my life to become an agent of transformation to my family, my nation, my church, my generation. In the name of Jesus, no power of the enemy will be able to stop me. Oh, yeah, pray like that in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray sincerely, pray sincerely. My kaparabos kotorebo sintalabalabaya. Jedaya rabas kataegelemo soto. Lembro soto riba sadalabaya. Nanka baros getele gereme sutalabaya. Limbra koso kotoriba zandaya. Ah! Jiraba babasha katalabasata. Limbro koso kotori gaziria basadalabaya. Anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now everybody look at this verse of the scripture. That was said by Saul to David. And Saul said this in his backsliding state. Yet God honored it. Most of the times it is not about who says it. It is about being in tandem with the counsel of God for your life. Saul pronounced on David. He said, may you be blessed, my son David. You will do great things and surely triumph. Somebody say after me, say, Father, I receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Stretch forth your two hands as you speak. Look, over your life, you are the first major prophet. I tell you the truth. If someone says it shall not be well with you and you prophesy it shall be well with you, my friend, if you believe it, it will happen. Over your life, you are the first major prophet. So I want you to say it and have it. One more time. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing to be blessed and be a blessing. Anointing to be blessed and to be a blessing. Anointing to do great things that no one else in my family has been able to do. In the name of Jesus, I receive anointing to triumph over known and unknown battles, over visible and invisible enemies. In the name of Jesus, say three powerful amen. Amen. My friend, that verse of the scripture is very thick. So may you be blessed, my son David. And by the mercy of the Lord is blessing us with long life. When we talk about blessings, some of us think in terms of pecuniary things alone, financial stuff alone. No. He's blessing us with long life. Good health. Good homes. Good job. Great wealth. Long life. Long health. Good health. In the name of Jesus. Or I say, I shall live well, live strong, and live long. Say, Father, I receive anointing to live well, to live strong, and to live well.
Look, it's not everybody that lives long that lives strong. Some people live long, but they are rattled with sickness. So that's why I say you should combine it together. Say one more time. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing, the oil of grace, to live long, live strong, and to live well. In the name of Jesus. Say amen to your prayers. Men and brethren, when you are blessed, you are doing great things. Obviously, you're going to have enemies. That's why Saul added, you will triumph. And from today, by the grace of the living God, as we're going to pray shortly, our fathers in the Lord, our pastors, myself, and other pastors, we will anoint you. But this is how I want us to do it. You will stretch forth your two palms, will anoint your hands. And from today, nothing good will die in your hands. There are some people like that. That's the oil they carry. Put them in charge of a dying sick business. They will revive it. That's the oil they carry. That's the truth. Nothing good dies in their hands. Today, you will receive that anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus. That's why we're anointing your palms. Why again are we anointing your palms? Genesis 43 verse 12. Let's have this. Genesis 43 12. That's why when we do some things, we are being significant. We are being strategic. And whatever we do this evening is very symbolic and very significant. We anoint your two palms and anoint your head by the grace of God. Amen. Can we have Genesis 43 12? Take double the amount of silver with you. This is NIV. Can we have KJV this time? Anyone with KJV in the house who can read for us? Genesis 43, verse number 12. All right. And take double money. Wow. Everybody say double money. You don't get it. Everybody say double money. Hey. One more time. Say double money. Double money is not, double money is not a small money. What do you know that? Oh, tell me, Wambi, Tanilo, that is she destiny. Flower, let me feel wet. And we'll lower me, what if you wet a flower? Come back, Billy, or Lord, what is she? Destiny. I asked a man last year, December, I said, I like the Christmas deco in your house, inside, outside, the fence, everywhere. That must have cost a lot of money. Oh, I said, no. I said, it doesn't cost so much. My wife, a little more time, why, you know? Oh. Daddy. You know the best thing I did? I kept quiet. Because if I had spoken that time, it wouldn't have been cool. I said 4.6 million. In the Bomo show, I have built a church. We worship there. 4.6 million. He's not a small money. I mean, it's not a serious money. 4.6 look. Be as a low or die, let them give you 4.6 million. Some of we will not sleep until tomorrow. I tell you the truth. It's not money. Everybody say double money. From today, your left hand, your right hand, by the mercy of the Lord, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Look at this, and take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sack. Someone here, I don't know if you once lost money. There shall be restoration. Maybe you invested in a bad business or you lost some money. By the mercy of the Lord, the money shall be brought back. And when God is restoring, he does not restore on the face value. It is a double fold. It's hundredfold. Some of us, we make mistakes to think hundredfold means double. No, sir. It's more than double. Brought again in the mud of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Where should you carry it? In your hand. Peradventure, it was an oversight. Now listen to me. Walu ulowo. Wanini no sack. O nini lono. Ishegbo yubadie. Tambale yin lo ulono kini tume. All right. But in this passage, they said the money you have in your what? Your hand. And what? In your sack. Your sack can be your bank account. From today, by reason of the anointing and the oil of grace
oil of gladness that will fall upon your hand. This assembly shall be assembly of great and wealthy people. In the mighty name of Jesus, great and wealthy people. People, okay, say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, please, say please, bless me with the prosperity of the heart and the bliss of heaven. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. How many of you keen to it? If you keen to it, say amen. You're going to step forward by faith. Anoint you. Anoint your hands, your two palms, anoint your head. And the moment that is done, you look for a convenient place here. And you begin to pray. If you are trusting God for supernatural speed, do something prophetic. Remove your shoe. Anoint your two feet. Say, Lord, my speed is too slow. I move on a snail's speed. Today, I receive anointing for supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. If you receive it, you're going to pray for yourself that, Lord, the potentials in me, we are comfort. Anointing in me, comfort. Abilities in me, comfort. Grace in me that has been hidden, comfort. God called those things that were not as if they were. God began to call those things. You say, grass, comfort. Trees, comfort. And he laid the foundation of the world upon nothing that was in existence. The Latin Bible says, God created the world ex nihilo upon nothing that was in existence. You're going to call it forth. Call forth your job. Call to your marriage partner if you're trusting God for one. Call forth your blessing. Makabarabas keterebe sutalabaya. Yerebe sutalabalabalaba sataye keterebo sotolia. Arabas santaya rabas keterebo sotolia. Can I ask you to close your eyes and worship the Lord in 1 minute? All of us, let's worship the Lord in 1 minute. 1 minute. Give him worship. Yerebe sutalabalaba sataya. Yerebe sutalabalabalabaya. Yerebe sutalabalaba. Lord, we worship you. Give him worship. Just worship. Just worship.
Will I see?
Maya Ramos,
just like the days when the power of God was seen. Your power remained the same.
We worship. Hey.
Yes, he never. Oh, Baba, be agarare. I worship you. Agbani lagba don wa. Your covenant is sure. Yes, it never changed. We depend on you. Hey, Baba lagba we wa. Your covenant is sure. Yes, it never changed. Baba, Baba, Baba.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shall we please? Thank you, thank you. 1 minute, please. Let's close our eyes. I know the hand of the Lord is touching the chemistry in this oil to mystery in the name of Jesus Christ. As we close our eyes, as I was praying, I had a voice in my spirit that about 3-4 people here, the Lord says, how long will you make him sad? The Lord said, I should tell you, no matter how deep you thought you have gone in sin, he's willing to forgive you. Baba said, if you know the gravity of the work in your hand, and the glory that is ahead of you, he said, tonight you will repent of your sins. No matter how deep you have gone, yes, no matter how deep you have gone, I say that confidently,
Bible says, whosoever covereth his sin shall not prosper. But those who confess and repent from them shall have mercy. Those four people in the house, God said, I should give you opportunity to reconcile with them. So that you will not receive ordinary oil, but the anointing itself. The Lord says, if you know the gravity of the glory ahead of you, you will run to him. And by the arms of flesh, you cannot fulfill it. Are you there in the house? The Spirit of God is talking to you that, son, daughter, you are the person God is talking about. I'm in your ways. Don't think you are too deep for God to rescue. Put your right hand on your chest and confess any of those sins you can remember to Jesus. You don't need to come to me. Jesus is right there with you. He's ready to forgive and to cleanse and to wash your sins away forever. I mean forever. Even if it has to do with shedding innocent blood through abortion or whichever way, I had a voice of God in my spirit that is ready to forgive you and cleanse you. God bless you as you put your hand on your chest and just pray that, oh, Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, forgive me. I have made you so small in my eyes. Oh, Lord,
forgive me.
Oh, Jesus.
And I have believed in my life that you are unable to bless me.
But now, oh Lord.
But now, oh Lord, I see my Lord in my heart and show yourself strong.
And in my heart and in my soul.
And in my heart. And read my soul. Oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for your sons and your daughters. Thank you, mighty God, for extending the privilege of salvation to us. Lord, I ask that the precious blood of Jesus will wipe our sins away and you give us grace to walk with you. Give us dominion over sin and over the flesh, that for the rest of our lives, sin will no longer have dominion over us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Daddy, I don't know. I know we're going to come forward and we are going to anoint your palms and anoint your head, and you look for a convenient place and just begin to pray supernatural speed, favors, healing, deliverance, breakthrough, maritally, academically, in every sphere of life, in the wonderful name of Jesus. And everything we hear in testimonies for you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Quiet.
Today, miracle worker, you are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle. A miracle today. You will do
a miracle. Hey. A miracle today.
Destiny changer.
Destiny changer.
Come and change
my destiny.
A destiny today.
You will change my destiny.
A destiny today. Covenant keeper. Your covenant today.
You will keep your covenant today.
We sing Yahweh. nuwe je Jesu agbara mbe ninu weje agbara mbe o agbara giga giga agbara giga giga hey ninu iwo sambe o iwo sambe ninu weje Jesu iwo sambe You're the God of awesome wonders. I've tasted of your power. Oh, Nisha, oh, oh, Nisha. You have shown me so much mercy, much more than I deserve. Oh, Nisha, oh, Nisha, oh, Nisha, oh, oh, Nisha, you're the God of awesome ones. I've tasted of your power. Oh, Nisha, oh, Nisha, oh, oh, Nisha, Iyanu. You have shown me so much mercy. Hey,
much more than
I Iyanu, Iyanu, Onishe, Onishe, Iyanu, Iyanu, Onishe, Onishe, Iyanu, Iyanu, Onishe.
I want you to pray just for 1 minute more. By reason of this anointing, Lord, I shall break through and I excel in life. I become unstoppable. No power of hell, no scheme of man shall be able to stop me. In the name of Jesus, sickness will stop me. In the name of Jesus, no arrow of the enemy will be able to stop me. In the name of Jesus, I am fortified with grace. In the name of Jesus, I exercise dominion over powers, over principalities, over forces of darkness. In the name of Jesus, I receive supernatural speed. In the name of Jesus, no more slow motion, no more slow motion, no more slow motion. I receive supernatural speed. In the name of Jesus, supernatural speed. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray, begin to pray. Amazing breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Amazing breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. I shall break forth to the right, break forth to the left, break forth to the center in the mighty name of Jesus. I am crossing every line of limitation, every barrier in the name of Jesus. I am subduing all the Goliath and the giants before me in the name of Jesus. I stop all the giants, I stop all the Goliath in the name of Jesus. I possess my possession by the power and authority in the name of Jesus. I shall become a wonder in the mighty name of Jesus, not a wanderer. I shall become a wonder, not a wanderer, in the mighty name of Jesus. A victor, not a victim, in the name of Jesus. A winner, not a loser, in the name of Jesus. Doors of nations will open before me. Doors of nations will open before me. Doors of nations will open before me, in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, begin to pray. The wonders in me, oh yeah, comfort. The abilities, the grace, the anointing, the fire in me, comfort, 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 comfort. The favors in me, comfort. In the name of Jesus. The talents, the abilities in me, comfort, comfort. In the name of Jesus. Comfort, comfort. I enter into the realm of unusual miracles. All my manacles are becoming miracles. All my manacles are becoming miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. I am victorious in all my ways. Victorious in all my ways in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the work of the Lord, I will do exploits. In the work of the Lord, I will do exploits. I will not be exploited. I will do exploit in the mighty name of Jesus. I will do exploit. I shall not be exploited in the mighty name of Jesus. Aha! Giants cannot stop me in the name of Jesus. Forces of darkness cannot stop me in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Shall we rise to our feet and bless the Lord together? Let's rise to our feet and begin to worship the Lord. Begin to worship the Lord. There is a transformation. If you are sensitive in the realm of the spirit, there is a transformation. If you are very, very sensitive, there is a transformation. There is a serious move of the power of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let the church say, resound your amen. I want you to prophesy to yourself. Say, from today, I am a barrier breaker. You don't understand. If there is a barrier no one has been able to cross, in that place where you work, in the family, in the vicinity where you work or labor, wherever is it, you are breaking that barrier. We are breaking that barrier. Somebody announce, I am a barrier breaker. In the name of Jesus, I am a line crosser. Look, in some family, there is a line of limitation that nobody goes beyond here. Nobody goes beyond here. Those who want to go beyond there, strike them down and they will die. But today, you are crossing that line. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say it loud and clear. Let the devil, if the devil cares, let him go and hang. Say it loud and clear. Say, I am a barrier breaker. I am a line crosser. With Jesus in my life. I am a barrier breaker. I am a line crosser. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Before I step down, we're going to shout it one more time. Amen. Look, when an immovable object comes in contact with an unstoppable object, one of them will have a change of name. Is it that the immovable becomes movable or the unstoppable becomes stoppable? But for you, my friend, you are unstoppable. No power of hell, no scheme of man shall be able to stop you until you have fulfilled everything God said about you. Igba mokanlelogun ni won fi da panpe iku fun David 21 solid times. He was at the brink of death, but grace pulled him back. Anointing pulled him back. O fowo rori ku ni but ase poto. God gave David a very terrible anointing. Some people leyin iku ota won na fi na to le serere, but for David that was not the type of anointing upon his life. He said, God has placed a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Anointing gidi ni. I want anointing in you. There is nothing the enemies can do. You are prospering and excelling in their presence. Koni lo ki won ku, awon na mama juwo. Awon lo mama toju. Awon na mama gboriri to ba se ri e. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Say it for the last time. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that I am a barrier breaker. I am a line crosser. I am unstoppable in the name of Jesus. Shout three powerful amen. Amen. Give God the glory for answer prayers. Give him worship. Give him worship. Give him praise. Say, Father, we worship you. Give him glory. Give him praise. Worship him. Give him glory. Give him praise.
You are the great and mighty God. So great is to be praised. Beautiful for our situation. You are the joy of the whole world. You are the great Almighty God. So greatly to be praised. Beautiful for our situation. You are the joy of the whole world. You are the great Almighty God. So greatly to be praised. Mama.
hey.